Penguin Random House Audio presents Mr. Hockey by Gordie Howe. Read for you by Don Hagen. For Colleen, the love of my life, and for my children, Marty, Mark, Kathy, and Murray. Foreword by Bobby Orr. Many times over the years I have been asked who I consider to be the greatest hockey player of all time. My answer has never changed. It is Gordie Howe. And so, being asked to write a foreword for Gordie Howe's memoir is a great honor for me. I'm not sure that younger generations of sports fans realize just how good Gordie Howe was as a hockey player. Certainly, people know he is one of the legends. I observed that firsthand when he attended a Canucks-Sharks game in 2013. When the TV cameras spotted him and put his face on the Jumbotron, the place erupted in a spontaneous standing ovation. Players from both teams stood at their respective benches, everyone reluctant to line up for the face-off. So, yes, there is a healthy respect for number 9. But I'm not just talking about being one of the greatest hockey players ever. I'm talking about being the greatest player ever. Period. Think of it this way. Today, if a player cracks the top 5 in scoring in the NHL, he's considered a star. Do it a couple of years in a row, and you're a superstar. Alex Ovechkin did it once. Sidney Crosby has done it back-to-back twice. Steve Stamkos managed it 4 years in a row. You get the idea. You have to be a pretty good hockey player to make that list even once. Well, Gordie Howe did it 20 years in a row. That's right, 20. How do you begin to do justice to a legacy like that? Maybe we should compare him to the greats in other sports. When you look at golf and the way in which that game celebrates legends such as Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, you get a sense of what Gordie Howe means to hockey. Gordie is a quiet and humble man, but I don't think I've ever met anyone with a more determined will to win. If you ever watched him in action during his career, you know that it's hard to describe how he could dominate. We're all taught to play with both hands on our stick. Gordie must have missed that day in hockey school because he was happy playing with just one. When I came into the league, one thing I noticed after making the jump from junior was just how strong the guys were. And there was Gordie, stick handling and passing with one hand and pushing the best players in the world off with the other hand. If Gordie wanted to hold on to the puck, there was pretty much no way you were going to get it. Hockey fans often wonder what would have happened if Gordie had been in the lineup for the 1972 Summit Series against the Russians. The series came during his first retirement, but I would have liked to see what he did on the ice. Would the Russians have found a way to defend against him? No one in the NHL ever did. And when I say ever, I'm talking about more than 25 years. No doubt about it, Gordie would have made Canada a better team. Coaches usually come up with a game plan to contain the stars on the other team, but there was really no way to contain number 9 completely. That kind of coaching requires you to identify a weakness, and Gordie didn't have one. What was there to exploit? He could play along the boards with the very best. He could dangle in open ice as well. Try to stand him up and he'd knock you down. Out-muscling him was never going to work. You could try to pressure him, but there was hardly a cooler passer in the game. How do you defend against all of that? One thing you didn't want to do, though, is try to get under his skin. That approach can work against a lot of star-quality players. If you're the man, guys are going to take liberties with you. Gordie was definitely the man, but after a while, even the toughest guys in the league knew not to stir up the hornet's nest. If you got under Gordie's skin, you would soon wish you hadn't. I say this as someone who once got his stick up a little too high on Mr. Hockey. Not long after what he considered to be a cheap shot, I found myself on my rear end with Gordie looking down at me, a very unfriendly expression on his face. When I asked him about it later, he showed another side of his personality, his sense of humor. "I'm a very religious player," he said. "I think it's much better to give than to receive." Not too many guys made that mistake twice with number 9. We talk about the role of the enforcer in the game, but Gordie didn't need one. He wasn't just an elite talent, but was something of an enforcer himself. He would stick up for himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?